From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, North Korea launches an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years. The first parliamentary audit under the Yoon Suk-yeol administration begins against a heated partisan backdrop, sparking clashes on various issues. And a stock market stabilization fund worth around 10 trillion won will likely be launched this month to address market woes stemming from rising economic uncertainties abroad. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. North Korea on Tuesday fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile, or IRBM. As the projectile flew over Japan, residents in northern areas of the country were instructed to stay indoors as an alert was transmitted through a nationwide system. South Korea and Japan issued warnings to Pyongyang in response. Kim Bum-soo has more.
The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff said that a North Korean mid-range ballistic missile was launched from the northern province of Chagang Tuesday morning and flew over northern Japan.
Fired eastward, the missile flew over the sky of Japan. Its flight distance was 4,500 kilometers. Reaching an altitude of 970 kilometers at the speed of Mach 17.
The North Korean missile landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone about 21 minutes later. Using the nationwide warning system, the Japanese government issued an alert urging residents in the northernmost island of Hokkaido and the northeastern prefecture of Aomori to stay inside buildings and take shelter from any potential falling debris. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida told reporters that the launch was an act of violence.
This is an act of violence following recent repeated launches of ballistic missiles. We strongly condemn this.
The last time North Korea fired a missile over Japan was in September of 2017, shortly after the Fire and Fury War of Words between then-U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Flying a total of 4,500 kilometers, the launch on Tuesday made it clear that North Korean weapons can reach the U.S. territory of Guam, just about 3,400 kilometers away from Pyongyang. Military analysts said that the projectile could have been a Hwasong-12 mid-range ballistic missile, which Pyongyang previously claimed can carry a heavy nuclear warhead. The latest move comes amid signs suggesting that North Korea might conduct its seventh underground nuclear test and concerns of an intercontinental ballistic missile test. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The Standing Committee of the National Security Council has strongly denounced North Korea's firing of an intermediate-range ballistic missile as a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. In a press release following a meeting presided over by National Security Advisor Kim Sung-han on Tuesday, the committee described the IRBM test as a serious provocation that threatens peace on the Korean Peninsula and abroad, emphasizing that the continuance of such provocations by the North cannot be tolerated. The participants agreed to seek various ways to bolster deterrence with the U.S. and the international community, including a reinforcement of sanctions. Dropping in on the meeting, President Yoon Suk-yeol stressed that the latest provocation clearly violated the UN's universal principles and standards and urged officials to pursue enhanced trilateral security cooperation with the U.S. and Japan against the North's nuclear and missile threats. Seoul's Unification Ministry said Tuesday that the standard daily inter-Korean contact via the Joint Liaison Office did not take place in the morning. A ministry official told reporters the regular opening call did not go through at 9 a.m., and the ministry was looking into possible technical reasons, such as issues with the communication line. The failed contact came just hours after Pyongyang fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, but a ministry official declined to speculate whether the radio silence was intentional by the North, saying the reason has yet to be determined and the priority now is re-establishing contact. The two Koreas are scheduled to hold phone calls twice a day through their liaison office channel, but calls are occasionally unanswered, sometimes as a result of a technical glitch, like the case in June when failed contact was chalked up to problems due to heavy rains.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The first day of parliamentary audits on Tuesday erupted in a near-immediate clash between rival political parties, as the main opposition Democratic Party demanded that Foreign Minister Pak Jin leave the Foreign Affairs Committee audit and resign from his post. Soon after the audit commenced on Tuesday morning, DP Representative Lee Jae-jung urged the ruling camp to accept his party's motion passed last week, which called for Pak's dismissal over controversy surrounding President Yoon Suk-yeol's recent overseas trip, which Yoon rejected out of hand. PPP Representative Kim Seok-gi, meanwhile, opposed Pak's removal from both the room and his post, saying the minister should be given an opportunity to explain to the public the administration's foreign policies and the outcome of the recent presidential trip. The rival parties also faced off over the state audit agency's notice of questioning sent to former President Moon Jae-in over his administration's handling of the case of a South Korean fisheries official killed by North Korea in 2020. Financial authorities are likely to reactivate a stock market stabilization fund in a couple of weeks to address growing market woes stemming from rising uncertainties abroad. According to the financial industry on Tuesday, the Financial Services Commission is holding consultations with related agencies on building the fund with a value of around 10 trillion won. The financial industry said the amount includes 120 billion won left over from a previous stabilization fund created in 2020 and 760 billion won that will be raised by the Korea Exchange and the Korea Securities Depository. An official from a financial agency said authorities are gearing up to amass the amount within the month in order to inject such stabilization funds should the stock market's performance worsen. Starting as early as mid-October, a cab hailing fee built into smartphone applications will increase to a maximum of 5,000 won on a trial basis between the hours of 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. in the capital region. The Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport explained on Tuesday that the fees, which are optional and paid to incentivize drivers to take the call, will rise when taxis are called during the peak hours and from areas with the highest demand. While passengers can decide whether or not to pay the hailing charge, for those who do opt to pay the premium, the platforms will disallow drivers from seeing the caller's final destination, thus preventing them from passing up shorter rides. In addition to the fee increase, intended to get more drivers out on the street with improved wages, other efforts to relieve the late-night taxi shortage include allowing licensed cab drivers to work part-time for corporate taxi companies and abolishing the system requiring drivers to rotate days off. Daily COVID-19 cases remained in the 10,000 range for the second consecutive day as the outbreak continues to subside. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Tuesday that 16,423 infections were reported throughout Monday, 106 of which were imported, raising the country's cumulative caseload to around 24.85 million. It marked the first time the daily tally stood in the 10,000s for a Tuesday since July 5th, also marking the lowest daily figure in 14 weeks for a Tuesday. The number of seriously or critically ill patients fell by 8 from the previous day to 353. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 53.89 points, or 2.5% on Tuesday, closing the day at 2,209.38. It marked the first close above the 2,200 mark since last Tuesday. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also rose, gaining 24.14 points, or 3.59%, to close at 696.79. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 3.71 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,426.51. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.